How's life, Nora?
Life is not that bad.
Yo, what's going on, man? What's going on, people? Boys and girls, ladies and gents. Oh shit, I'm dropping shit. But what's going on with y'all, man? How y'all feeling? I know it's been a minute since my last episode. It'll probably be a minute from my next episode. I ain't gonna kick you no bullshit. But I appreciate everybody that tunes in every episode just to see what's going on with your boy. It's all love. And I definitely just encourage everybody to keep listening, man. You never know when I might drop a gem that might apply to your life. But, I just got to give thanks where it's due, man. I appreciate it. Every episode, I got a couple of listeners, man. And, it matters to me, man. So I do definitely appreciate it. I ain't asking for the world. Just somebody to listen and relate. I got to start every episode just letting you know life's not that bad, man. It's really what I'm all about these days, man. Life is not that bad. Now, don't get me wrong. Shit is going to happen every day, bro. Everything that's going to kind of test your faith, test your faith, test your patience, just kind of test you, period. But I'm just here to let you know, man. I mean, life's not that bad, bro. Don't let it get to you. I know everybody, you're only human. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't get mad over everything, man. We can't change everything. We don't got the power to change everything. So, try not to get mad over things you can't change. Remember that you can't plan everything in life. I remember one person telling me I forget who it was, but they told me, God laughs at you when you try to plan what you're going to do next. You know what I'm saying? Like, God really laughs when you try to plan shit. Only because, a lot of people try to get everything figured out with their life. They try to have everything organized, and it's just not possible. Life throws too many curveballs, and the devil is hard at work out here. So you just got to make sure that you're on your P's and Q's, and that you just kind of, stay on your shit. Focus on your star player, man. And I believe in everybody. I believe that it will work out for everybody. You have to believe it as well, because at the end of the day, you definitely get past everything you go through. You just got to allow yourself to keep on keeping on. So life's not that bad, people. But definitely reach out to, reach out if you're feeling down. Check on your friends. Just be available for the people that you love and care about as you would want them to be for you. That's all I can really say. I'm going to jump off my soapbox there. But I apologize. I was a little thrown off, man. I was doing this episode earlier, and of course, my wife calls and interrupts everything. She don't ever want nothing either, bro. She just be calling me, bro. I'm at the store now, and I'm just calling. What did you want me to get for a salad again? I'm like, bro, what do you eat in your salad? Just get what is it? Get what the fuck a salad, comes in a salad, bro. Like, why are you calling me, man? Like, damn, I can't trust you to go to the store and just pick up some salad ingredients, my nigga. Like, call me about everything, bro. But it is what it is. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I said it. She be calling me about every goddamn thing. Leave me alone, man. But, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, so it interrupted the shit out of my podcast. It threw me off a little bit. I was actually on the road, man. You know what I'm saying? But, oh, well. I guess it's my fault. I could put my phone in Do Not Disturb. Even though that shit do not be working, bro. If you got an iPhone, then I know you feel my pain, bro. You put that shit in Do Not Disturb, it's still interrupting your shit. I don't give a fuck what you doing. It's still going to interrupt you. So, that's just what I've experienced so far. So, that's why I don't, but I can see how that's backfired. But as far as today's episode, man, I've been giving a lot of thought as to, like, really, what are we going to talk about today, what's on my mind? What do I feel strong about today? Lately, I've been talking a lot about friendships and just being available. And my bad, y'all hear a bunch of commotion. I'm moving some things around in my car. I got to get my smoke session in. But, I've just been thinking about a lot, but, I've also experienced a lot, man, and, I'm just proud of myself as far as how I handle a lot of shit, I handle a lot of shit well, bro, because, I'm just not for the shits, bro. Like, people who know me know I got a short fuse, know I just don't tolerate much, and just know simply I just don't give a fuck about much, especially when it comes to, like, negativity, unnecessary negativity, but, but one thing that I've kind of found myself handling a lot better is just, like, snakes, bro. And I know everybody knows what I mean when I say snakes in the grass, wolves in sheep clothing, like, people who disguise themselves to be one person, and you find out that a totally different person. You know, those shits are, you know, those situations are always devastating, bro. It really is, especially when you kind of like, I don't know, you just kind of build somebody up one way and then, you know, you start to see their true colors in a whole different way. It's devastating, bro. And I've had that happen in a lot. And I guess I could be a little bit grateful, though, because it's not what I found. I mean, well, what I found, but it's not my close friends. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my niggas. And I guess that's the plus here. That's the good takeaway here, because it's like, yo, like, that would be even more of a heartbreak if it was really my niggas. You know what I'm saying? The niggas that I thought was solid, that's really showing me some other shit. But it's not. You know what I'm saying? It's just more of these associates, bro. More of these, you know, my co-workers and just people that I see on a daily. But I got to just kind of, the reason why I kind of talk about this is just kind of give you a warning, man. I mean, I don't want to throw any kind of negative, you know, any kind of negativity to your positive day. But beware of the snakes in your life, man. Not everybody is your friend. And I mean that with everything in my being, you know what I'm saying? Even if you are a cool person and you have no beefs or have no problems with anybody, keep in mind, even though you may not have any known enemies out here, that does not mean that everybody is your friend. Regardless of, you know what I'm saying, if y'all have had a falling out or anything, you know, not everybody's your friend. Not everybody wants to see you win. And that's regardless of what they say. I know that actions speak louder than words, and that's in any instance, you know what I'm saying? Actions definitely speak louder than words. And when I got my job and shit, and I'm gonna talk about it a little bit, yeah, but when I got my job and shit, you know, as you know, for those who know me know that I was a big deal in Best Buy, you know what I'm saying? I cared about my team, you know, I built a good team. They respected me, I respected them, and we worked together, you know what I'm saying? And it was just a good environment to be around, a good environment to work in. And, you know, in this new job, of course, you know, I come to this new job with the energy that's out of this world, you know, to show everybody that love that I was receiving and to show everybody how, you know, how available I am, how reliable I am towards them. And I don't, you know, in my place of profession, I didn't really get that back. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, it's kind of expected. Like, you know what I'm saying? Especially as a black man in the workplace, we always bust our ass to show our worth. But, you know what I'm saying? The system is a little designed to kind of keep us held back a little bit. So when you got people of your own color, you know, got people of your own situation in there and they talking to you like real, you know what I'm saying? They talk to you like, you know, it's hard for us. We got to stick together. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're doing great. We doing this. This is how we can make things work. And then turn around and be a snake and talk foul, not even about you, but just about the whole team behind the back. You know, that's not a leader. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, I don't let shit like that get to me. You know, I'm not at work to make friends. I'm not at work to be all buddy-buddy and that kind of shit. So, you know, I kind of just, you know, put my head down and work. What I found is that, and I like to say what I found, is because I, you know, like I said, I don't be asking for smoke, but I be finding out shit. You know, you be peeping shit when you mind your business. But what I have found was that, you know, when I do mind my business and I, you know what I'm saying, I decide to keep my head down and just kind of do me, the whole store was questioning me every day like, oh, man, are you good? You okay? What's going on? This ain't the Dier I know, you know what I'm saying? And it's not even it was crazy to me because, you know, it's not like I go to work with my head down and I'm not talking to people and I just got attitudes and problems and shit like that. It's not that. It's just the fact that I'm not all buddy-buddy, so I'm not all in your face and I'm not all, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not all in your little talk circle and shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm just minding my business. I'm walking around the store just because I'm not bullshitting with y'all. Y'all think that I'm having a problem. And, it's funny because when it go time for me to, you know, to move up in life and to move up and shit and, you know, for the next steps or whatever, I just kind of make sure that I'm available and I'm right for that position. And at my job and shit, you know what I'm saying? It was funny because, like, everybody that everybody knows my potential. Everybody there kind of see me renege, like, kind of backtrack. And I ain't going to say backtrack as far as my performance, but just backtrack as far as how available I was to everybody, how friendly I was to everybody, just how I was with everybody, you know what I'm saying? And so because of that, you know, because I'm not, you know what I'm saying, I'm not busting my ass for you no more, people started to look down on me, people started to hate on me. So when it got time for me, you know, for the next steps in my career and shit, I found out that a lot of people that I worked next to were talking down on me, trying to keep me from moving, trying to, you know what I'm saying, they didn't want to see me winning. And these were the same people that would tell me, you know, I never hold you back. I never do anything to hold you back. You know what I'm saying? I'm always in your corner. I'm always going to support you. And it just sucks, man. I mean, when you work in that kind of environment with people that, you know what I'm saying, are just snakes like that, people that you thought was cool with you, or the people that you thought were cool individual, or just good people. And you turn out to see that there's snakes like that trying to hold you back for their own selfish reasons. You know, not for anything valid, but for just selfish reasons. You know what I'm saying? It kind of does hurt, even though you try not to let it affect you. And that's what I'm proud about. You know, that's what I'm proud of myself. That's why I'm proud of myself. Because, you know, I can let things like that really kind of break me down and kind of get me to the point where I walk in and I'm bitter and I don't really, you know, fuck with nobody and all that kind of shit. But I don't, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I know my worth. And like I said, I ain't say it, but if you ain't got haters, you ain't doing shit right. You know what I'm saying? Oh, let me close my door. You know what I'm saying? If you don't got nobody hating on you, bro, you don't got nobody taking you as a threat, you know what I'm saying? Then you ain't doing nothing right. And that's just how I look at it. And so, you know, I was kind of talking to my wife about it a little bit on the way home. And I kind of put these people into two categories. One of them just being haters. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. Y'all ain't really trying to see me win it. You know what I'm saying? I get it. Maybe I'm doing more than you was in the amount of time that you've been in this store right here. And you kind of just jealous of that. That's okay. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't going to say I can relate. But I get it. Like, you know, you don't hate on me. You know, I feel you. Do what you got to do. The other group of people are just people that I know are doing this because that takes me away from you. That means that I ain't going to be able to help you out no more. I'm not going to be available to make life easier for you. You know what I'm saying? You want me around just so I can make life easy for you. So that's why you're trying to hold me back and trying to make it seem like I'm not worth the position that I'm applying for. You feel what I'm saying? And it's already in the bag for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I already got this shit. That's why I ain't really tripping. But at the end of the day, it just sucks to see how so many people try to hold you back. So many of your own people try to hold you back. And it's an eye opener. Now, that's what I'm talking about, Lerner. That's what I mean when I say, you know, just walk, you know, that's what, you know, everybody's not your friend. You know, watch out for snakes. That's what I mean when it comes to your workplace. Now, when it comes to just life, friends, just life in society, bro. I got to lay by saying this, you know what I'm saying? Don't take social media too seriously, because all of your friends or all of these followers and all of this shit that you feel, that you believe that you have, that you think you have, they're not your friends. They're just that, followers. You know what I'm saying? That they're just a number. Now, the reason why I say this is because, you know, people go through a lot. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people go through things. And I know a lot of people that go through things and they go on Facebook just to kind of vent certain things. You know what I'm saying? I do. My wife do. A lot of us do. And it's not necessarily something directed towards a specific, but I mean, yeah, you know, it's always underlined, like it's always shade or just like subliminals, but they always just post something just to kind of unload what they're feeling off their chest. You know what I'm saying? People use social media that way. The problem with people is that people take that shit too seriously. Now, that's not really what I came here to talk about today. What I really came to talk about is just fake friends that hide, you know what I'm saying, amongst your real friends. Now, what I mean by this, and I'm gonna give you an example. You know what I'm saying? You know, me and my shorty was going through some things, man. You know, I'm just having a little falling out. And, you know, she gets on Facebook to kind of just vent. You know what I'm saying? To get her shit. You know, you know how I go. You know, he ain't shit. I'm mad right now. You know how I go. And, you know, when I'm mad, I don't really tend to go to social. Like, I get on social media and I say something, like, real raw. But I try to make it as vague as possible. Just to, you know, so that you don't really know who I'm talking about. And every time I'm mad, it's not like over my wife or nothing like that, because I be coming at everybody. So I don't really, like, don't think every time you see me with a status or some shit, it's always about my wife and shit. But people, what I've noticed is that people jump on my timeline, people jump on her timeline, and it's all for the wrong reason. Like, they try to, like, it'd be people that be like, oh, I'm here for you. And I, you know what I'm saying, you know, talk to me if you need anything, you know what I'm saying, what's going on, and those kind of people. Those people be snakes, bro. And I don't give a fuck who you know, like, and I'm not talking about just even my situation. I mean, just if you can relate, like, just think about the last situation you had and the last time that you just put something vague, just vague as fuck on Facebook. Rather it was a lyrics to a song or just some real shit you were thinking about at the time. You know what I'm saying? How many people commented your shit telling me what happened? You know what I'm saying? Oh, what you talking about, yo? You know, what's going on? Or how many people jumped into your shit like, oh, I'm here for you if you need to talk to me and shit like that? You probably had quite a few, right? Now, I'm sorry, you hear a bunch of background movement. I'm kind of moving around my car. But now, ask yourself,
Of all of the people that hit you up,
how many people are actually your friend? How many of those people know you? How many of those people are actually really there for you? You know what I'm saying? So when you ask yourself that question, bro, you have to then ask yourself another question. What are these people's intentions? What are these people's true intentions? You know what I'm saying? And I kind of like to play a little game, man. Littlefinger taught me this in Game of Thrones. But it was just one of those things where you got to ask yourself, like, what's people's intentions? What's the worst that, like, what's, you got to play a little game with yourself. Like, what could be the reason why they're acting, like, why they're all of a sudden choosing to be there, right? And it's, you, I can't really come up with anything. You know what I'm saying? If somebody genuinely cared about you, your well-being, and your situation, then you would hear from them more than when you want to post up status. You know what I'm saying? You would hear from them at any point in time. But I had friends that are like, I had people that were like my friends, you know what I'm saying? Like people that I grew up with from the slums, like people that I literally grew up with, me and my family grew up with, that is my friends that don't know Tiffany at all, you know what I'm saying? But then like when she posts something, would jump on her status and be like, oh, I'm here for you. You know what I'm saying? You can talk to me about it. What happened? What, you know, what did you know? What made you get mad? What made you find out what you found out? And it's like, yo, like, who the fuck? And like, I get so mad because the way I look at it is like, first of all, who the fuck are you? You're not even her friend. You're my friend. And even at that, you're not even a good friend to me. I don't even talk to you like that. You know what I'm saying? The last time I talked to you, you had a crush on me in high school, and I never talked to you like that. And ever since then, you just been on my Facebook as friends. You know what I'm saying? You got your own relationship. I got my own relationship. But then you on my girl's DM talking about some, oh, what happened with y'all relationship? What, you know, I'm here for you. Who are you? You're not even her friend. You're friends on Facebook, but you've never been there for us. You've never been there for her. You've never been there for me. So what good? Like, what can you do with the information that she's giving you? You can't even help. You ain't even in your relationship ain't even like us. So what can you offer? You know what I'm saying? Like, what? You just an open ear for advice? No, you want to gossip. You want to be in our life. You know what I'm saying? You just want to get the tea. And you don't, you know what I'm saying? And people are like, those kind of people are viruses to your life. They're not your friends. You know what I'm saying? They're really not. I've deleted so many people off my Facebook, bro, just for that reason alone. Like, you're not my fucking friend, bro. And I wish my wife kind of carried that energy, but she's so wrapped up in social media that I guess she needs those numbers. But I just want to remind people, y'all are numbers, bro. Like, y'all are not real friends. If you're a real friend, we would know that you're a real friend. We'll hear from you more often than just a status or you commenting on the status to be nosy. You're not our friends. But and I encourage you to really think about that shit, bro. Like, before you try to be nosy and get them in somebody else's business, realize who you are to them. Like, you know your place a little bit. And I mean, it'd be one thing if somebody's literally on Facebook crying for help. You know what I'm saying? And of course, it's one of those, hey, I'm always here if you need me. But, you know, some people just be venting. And then, honestly, that really be what it is. Like, you know, my shorty just be venting, bro. Like, y'all, you know what I'm saying? You know how I am. If I really had a big problem, you wouldn't know about it because I wouldn't be on Facebook. And that's the same thing for my shorty. If something was really hitting the fan, you wouldn't know about it. So if she's jumping on Facebook, or I'm jumping on Facebook, or anybody's jumping on Facebook, it's usually just to let off some steam. It's not for no bait click, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, what, like, oh man, as you see, I feel strongly about this, but y'all niggas are snakes, bro. A lot of y'all niggas are fucking snakes, and I see you for what you are. So if you think that I'm acting funny towards you, I probably am. I probably am. If you really want to know about it, hit me. I tell you exactly how I feel about you. But at the end of the day, man, like, that's, you know what I'm saying? You see, nah, bro, y'all niggas got to look at yourselves, bro. Because that shit's getting out of hand, and it's getting to the point where it's like, I'm going to start being a virus, where I'm going to start telling people about themselves on site, right on the comment, like, just blasting your shit. And I'm not that person, because I'm not trying to do nothing for clout. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't be trying to do nothing to be cool out here. I just kind of speak on what I feel. I try to be relatable. I try to speak on things that I know other people may go through. So, you know what I'm saying? I try to be as relatable as I can, but y'all motherfuckers make it hard, bro, because y'all make me want to spaz and shit. And I be trying to talk about how you want to be above these people and above all the negativity, but y'all motherfuckers really be coming at a nigga. Like, y'all really be trying to play me, like, my whole family, like, y'all here shooting in the gym with us, like, you give a fuck about us. And it's, y'all, you don't. So quit pretending, bro. Taylor, quit fucking hitting us up, talking about some what's going on with us. You don't give a fuck about what's going on with us. You have never given a fuck about what's going on with us. Get the fuck out of my girl's DMs. I done heard comments talking about something, oh, I'm always here. If you knew, you're not always here. Fuck out my face, bro. You're not even her friend. You're my friend. Fuck out of here. Don't ever do that. Don't ever let me catch you, bro. Because I'm going to tell you about your fucking self, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that goes for more than those. You know what I'm saying? Like, people that call my friend, like, get off my shit, bro. If you really want to know what's going on with me, then I want to hear from you even when I'm good. Period. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, I don't want to hear none of that shit, bro. I'm just here for y'all to relate. But don't get the fuck out of my relationship. Get the fuck out of, like, You get what I give you. Take that and walk the fuck away. You know what I'm saying? Be grateful that we letting this little bit of, you know, this little bit of tea spill into your atmosphere. But don't you ever feel entitled enough to come over here and, you know what I'm saying, and start questioning us about what the fuck we going through, especially if you're not in our circle. If you're not in the circle, bro, we're not taking new applications. You feel what I'm saying? Fuck out my face, bro. Like, and I mean that, you know? I'm not trying to be mean, but you need to know your place. All of y'all need to know y'all place. And I'm not saying that for y'all. I mean, honestly, y'all need to have that same energy for me and for each other. Like, you know what I'm saying? You need to protect yourself, protect your life, protect your situations, bro. Not everything is for everybody. And so, you know what I'm saying? Be careful of those who are really have you in their best interest, or people who are trying to extort you, or people who are just trying to get information so that they can use that against you or your situation. You know what I'm saying? Nobody, just be careful of those people, man. We have a lot of wolves in sheep clothing. We have a lot of snakes out here. You know what I'm saying? And they're everywhere. They're in your workplace. They're in your friends. They're in your family. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody want to see you winning. And even though you may be a good person, doesn't mean that everybody around you are good people too. So you have to be able to see that. You have to be able to recognize it so that you can separate yourself from it. Be vigilant, people. Be vigilant. Protect yourselves. Protect your feelings. Protect your heart. Protect that. Protect your situation. Protect your family. You know what I'm saying? Protect your well-being. Protect your image. Protect your brand. You know what I'm saying? That shit does matter. Not everything is for everybody. People are quick. You know, people are real quick to judge us. They judge you. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, I just get tired of it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just kind of making this PSA, honestly, just to let you niggas know. I don't give a fuck how you feel about what I'm saying, or just how you feel, you know, just how you feel about the message in general. But if you was going to have any takeaway about this, I mean, from this episode, know this. My family's off limits. My wife is off limits. I'm off limits. I don't want to see no more of you heifers on my wife's timeline that we don't know, talking about something. I'm here for you, because I got something for your ass that you could be here for. You know what I'm saying? And I mean that. I carry that energy, bro. Like, you gonna get the fuck out of our life. You gonna get the fuck out of our situation with that nosy shit. Until y'all are checking for us when we're good, I don't give a fuck about what you want to know. I don't give a fuck about what you think. I don't give a fuck about none of that. None of that. Stay the fuck out of our life. Out of our business. If my wife want to vent on Facebook, let her vent on fucking Facebook. And you mind your motherfucking business. You that nosy, you can throw some eyes emojis. You can like it. Throw a little wow reaction, but that keep it there, bro. Get your nosy ass out, because the second she get mean, I don't want to hear no shit. The second my wife snap on you, I don't want to hear no, oh, she ain't this, she ain't that, or you ain't have to do this, you ain't have to do that. Y'all motherfuckers ain't had to be in our business. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, just kind of think about who you are, man. I called one of y'all asses out, Taylor. I mean that shit. I wish you would check me too. But, but honestly, and a lot of y'all, you know, I will call out even these work snakes, bro. I would even call them motherfuckers out. But because that's my place of business, I'm going to let that shit rock. But you know what I'm saying? I ain't the one, man. Like, I'm really not the one. My wife can tell you, bro. That's why she be mad half the time. Like, you can try with me, but I'm not going to match your energy. And if I do, trust me, I'm 10 times better at that shit than you are. So don't get me started, because I'll fuck around and hurt a feeling. And I mean that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just one of those things, man. I mean, I guess it's my warning to y'all, bro. But it's also my message to y'all to keep your eyes open and to kind of like stay the fuck away from me and mine, bro. We're not trying, unless we send for you or we asking you for advice, stay the fuck out of our shit, bro. And I mean that, because I don't got the tolerance. But I ain't going to beat that with a dead horse, man. I said what I had to say. I said it. You know what I'm saying? Check me if you want to. I'm here for it. I'm here for it at any day. You can call my phone, 804-930-6538. I think it's 930. But either way, you hit my motherfucking line, bro. You know what I'm saying? If you got some shit, or you want to get some shit off your chest, or whatever the case, or you don't like what I said, please check me, bro. I want to hear from you, because I got words for your ass too. Again, 804-930-6538. With that being said, I ain't trying to end everything on a negative note, my nigga. You know, at the end of the day, it is all love. You know, I encourage everybody to be there for your friends and stuff like that. Once again, I mean, if you feel that, you know, we're doing something, or I'm doing something that's not like me, you know what I'm saying? If you might think that I'm crying for help, you know, I'm not saying don't check on this, you know what I'm saying? But there's still a way to go about it. If you really sincere, you know what I'm saying, and you wouldn't be trying to publicly get answers, you would probably hit me up, especially not going through that time, but just kind of, you know, to see what's going on. And, you know, it's just one of those things, like, you know, people, so I know of a lot of people that genuinely care, but a lot of you don't, and I just don't like the pretending that you don't, you know what I'm saying? So I don't want to end everything on a negative note, but you know what I'm saying, it's just one of those things, like, nah, nigga, I gotta get that shit off my chest. Don't come around here with that. Now, as far as y'all are going on, I mean, as far as everything else, man, I don't really got much of an update, man. I mean, I know y'all saw my status. You know, I had this interview going, bro. That shit was a breeze, man. I thank y'all. Y'all definitely lent me that energy, man. I needed that shit. And, you know, I got the job done. Shit was a breeze. So everything's working, you know, pretty good with that. Other than that, man, I just been playing my games and shit, man. I've been uploading content to my YouTube channel, but YouTube actually wiped my channel as of this morning. My whole YouTube channel is clean. Not one video there, bro. No content. The bad thing about it is that there's no reason why they did it, man. There was no copyright. You know, all of the material was mine. It wasn't any music. I wasn't gaining any money. I didn't monetize none of it. So I wasn't making any profit off of it. It doesn't make sense at all, bro. And that really did fuck me, man. It put me in a bad space all day today because there was a lot of good content, man. I was actually doing a lot of VR shit, you know, because I like to show people different perspectives with gaming. So that one hurt, man. I ain't gonna lie, but life ain't that bad, bro. I ain't gonna let it beat me up, but it definitely sucks. And you know how Google is. You can't get in contact with Google. So you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a question that's almost unanswered, for real, for real. I don't know how the fuck I'm gonna fix this situation. In other news, man, I was waiting on this Ross album to drop, man. I thought this shit was gonna drop at midnight last night, but turned out to be a cheesy ass single and shit with Wale ass. You know what I'm saying? I was like, come on, bro, you could have kept that. I felt like he did that more for Wale. And I don't even listen to Wale like that no more, man. I used to, man. I was talking to one nigga at my job about that. Like, niggas used to really rock with Wale. I really can't tell y'all what Wale did, bro. I don't know what he did. But niggas don't fuck with Wale no more. Niggas do not listen to his shit no more, bro. And it's not even like he don't got flow, bro. The nigga's flow is immaculate. But it's like, niggas ain't relating with him. I mean, and that's how it is, dude. The niggas that's really talking about some shit, you know what I'm saying? Niggas don't really want to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I guess it's me too, bro, because I don't be listening, bro. I don't. You know what I'm saying? I just don't. But, yeah, man, he dropped that shit. I mean, he didn't give us the album, which is on some old true fuck shit, but I guess we still waiting. But Gucci dropped off his joint. Let me tell you something. Hey, that shit slap, bro. Hey, that new Gucci album slap, man. Y'all niggas need to check that. My nigga was flowing on that bitch. He a whole different breed now, man. I fuck with that shit, y'all gotta definitely peep that. But other than that, man, that's really all I've been doing, man. Just kind of, you know, just been on this game shit. I've been working, bro, and just put kind of. Man, my bad, bro. Once again, I'm talking to y'all. I'm trying to do my shit. And my fucking wife calls me again. For what? No fucking reason, bro. She's in the house. She walked past me to get in the house. I told her when she first called, I'm doing the episode, bro. This that shit I'm talking about. She don't ever want to see me winning, bro. Just be bothering me for no fucking reason. God damn. And I know I'm gonna walk in the house and be like, what did you call me for? She's gonna be like, something so fucking simple that she could have just came outside. I could have still been. Damn, bro. Aggie is fuck, man. This is my life. She just be bothered for no fucking reason. Oh, damn, bro. Just Aggie as fuck, man. I love my woman to death. Don't get me wrong, guys. I'm talking shit. I love my wife to death, bro. But anybody marrying, no, bro. You don't get no time to yourself, even when you by yourself. Like, damn. Over none. She ain't, over nothing. Jesus Christ. Anyway, man. I guess that threw off my whole mojo, bro. I ain't gonna lie. So I guess I'm gonna just leave y'all with what y'all got, man. You know what I'm saying? Until next time, bro. I love to hear from y'all. I don't hear from y'all enough, but that ain't my shit. I mean, that ain't my problem. Y'all wanna be ghosts. But I love y'all. Till next time. Gone.